Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have some wonderful times on this program, don't we? It's exciting to be on the cutting edge, man.
It's exciting and it's a pleasure. We hear from our audience all the time and we're so glad to be with you guys today.
Yes, as we do. As a matter of fact, if you're watching us on broadcast, you're watching us on stream, you're watching us on our YouTube channel, we love to hear from you. Comment, share, like, post. It's just encouraging.
It's an awesome community.
Oh, yeah. Green Apple, man, we love you, man. Some wonderful things. We love to hear good, positive things as well out there. Well, Jim Baker, he's actually speaking prophetically about what the Lord has shown him as a potential nuclear attack.
This is 2018, right?
In 2018. And also, there's several prophets that saw, forget the guy, David Wiles, whatever his name is. He said he saw on the West Coast, he saw a nuclear.
Oh, Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles on True News on the West Coast. And so what is God saying about that? And after this, we're going to talk about how CDC is actually preparing America for a potential nuclear attack. Let's listen to this prophetic word coming from Jim Baker, The Jim Baker Show.
We're in such a time of grace, but it's the time of being prepared for what's coming.
Amen.
And it's coming suddenly. Suddenly it's coming. And God spoke to me we would have a year of great distress, and it would begin this period of time. And think of what we've been through in these last years. And God is trying to turn it around for us. And over half of America don't want it turned around.
That's right.
They want what we're doing. They want to kill our unborn children. They want to do the things that God says, don't do these things. I believe with all my heart that the beginning of sorrows has already started. I believe we're in that time. Matthew 24:7 says, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines. That means no food to eat, actually, in the modern English translation. And there'll be pestilences. They're here now.
Yes.
This year, the news this year has, you know, in out in the West, they're building tents.
That's right, FEMA.
To isolate people because it's coming, and
because
it's coming.
Because of hepatitis A and B.
Hepatitis A.
But so much is happening in these events that are taking place. And North Korea is capable of everything that our enemies have done in the past altogether. And you got to watch the Olympics. I haven't talked about it. I haven't even written it down, but God's been saying, pray for that the Olympics, that they're planning. This isn't from science. This is from what I feel God has spoken to me. They're planning a major, major event in the Olympics that will bring terror to this world and to all of it.
This is something. If you would watch our program, we talked about a prophetic word being given about China, Russia, North Korea coming together with two other nations to be able to bring war against America. How not only is it being prophesied about, but now Fox News is saying it's beginning to bubble up. China's military is building up. We have missiles that are actually in South America that can reach us in Venezuela and other countries. And now the number two guy, vice president of Venezuela, is close with Hezbollah and others there. So they made it right there, right below us. And
which means within striking distance.
Yeah, within striking distance. And Jim Wiles.
And Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles. You know, he just saw this as plain as day. On the West Coast, there was a nuclear attack. I believe it was Northwest. You know, is a nuclear. He literally saw it happening. But this is what Kim Jong-un was talking about. He's talking about firing a rocket to, that's why they call him, as a matter of fact, we're going to hear about Chuck Norris talking about Rocket Man. But understand this, that this is probably, we need to pray this doesn't happen.
That's right.
But the thing about it is, this is what they're saying they want to do. And Russia coming up, and part of that prophetic word from that program, you've got to catch it, was coming up from the south. While we actually went to war with China, then that's when Russia would come up from the south and would hit our nuclear sites. And so you're looking at, you know, whether it's a bomb, whether it's a dirty bomb, whether it's a just nuclear material, you know, that there's a way to be able to prepare for that. And we'll talk about that.
Well, two things stuck out for me in Jim's prophetic word was that these are the days of sorrows have begun. And that whatever is going to happen is a suddenly.
Right.
And so you can't you got to prepare now for suddenly because it happens suddenly. So this is why we're sharing what we're sharing today.
And there's two suddenlies. There's the God suddenly blessing, and there's a God suddenly judgment. And I'm not talking about final judgment, but I'm talking about disciplining the earth to bring it into a place of harvest.
Yeah.
And these difficult times are happening to be able to bring the harvest in. The biggest harvest the world has ever seen. If you missed our program, we talked about where Patricia King gave this cyber evangelism word. You got to hear that. VFNKB.com. You can find out more about it. And that's what we're doing. You missed the earlier part of our program. There was a prophetic word given by Jim Baker talking about a nuclear potential attack in 2018. Well, the Center for Disease Control, CDC, is actually preparing. Listen, you got to hear what John's about to read to you. They're preparing for a potential nuclear attack on America.
Yeah, this was an article found in the WND.
Did you see the missile go off in
California, Las Vegas, or whatever?
Yeah, Elon Musk, SpaceX, and it was going. You're watching this missile, and everybody's just looking at it, not realizing
in awe.
That could be a nuclear weapon coming down on it. He's messing people up by doing that.
Yeah,
but it was good advertising for him. So what does the CDC talk about?
So this is
what
Chuck Norris writes. He says
This is preparing for a nuclear attack. The CDC.
Right, okay. Chuck Norris on an event triggered by North Korea.
This is the karate.
This is the karate guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Or kung fu or whatever.
Yeah, we don't.
by North Korea, the threat of anthrax loaded missiles. Mm. On Tuesday, January the 16th, the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, or CDC, is offering an online briefing on health and safety precautions, planning and preparation in the event of a nuclear attack titled Public Health Response to a Nuclear Detonation.
This is crazy. I know when I was in school years ago, we actually had drills and we had things on the hallway, but this generation, nobody's even heard about these possibilities that it could happen, you know. And here we are now in that age where we're having to prepare
for a nuclear attack.
Detonation. It could be a dirty bomb. It could be a briefcase. It could be a backpack. It could be a drone, which is actually more likely. A drone we could deliver just as big a payload as anybody else.
Mm.
Okay.
The event is undoubtedly precipitated by the exchange between President Trump and North Korean leader, as Chuck writes, Little Rocket Man Jong-un, especially the latter's New Year's nationally televised comments that the entire U.S. mainland is within our nuclear strike range. This is Kim Jong-un saying, the United States should know that the button for nuclear weapons is on my table. On top of that, over the holidays, South Korean intelligence warned the world that Little Rocket Man is testing new warheads loaded with anthrax for his intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Think about Isaiah Ramos, which is part of our crew, that God spoke to him about Kim Jong-un. Yeah. When we get done reading this, we want to be able to play that dream of his. We have him come on and actually share that dream about, it was just powerful, and it lines up exactly what's going on.
Sure.
And former President Obama, he actually said, this is your greatest concern coming in for President Trump. And now look what's taking place, okay?
So no wonder leaders across the aisle, like former Vice President Joe Biden and Admiral Mike Mullen, are saying that we've never been closer to a nuclear exchange with the rogue state. Mm. Now, according to the CDC, they actually put this response on. You can see it on their website. But on January 16, 2018, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, they're going to be hosting this event. And they say that while a nuclear detonation is unlikely, it would have devastating results, and there would be limited time to take critical protection steps. Despite the fear surrounding such an event, planning and preparation can lessen deaths and illness. For instance, most people don't realize that sheltering in place for at least 24 hours is crucial to saving lives and reducing exposure to radiation.
Simple plastic over your windows, that type of thing,
While federal, state, and local agencies will lead the immediate response efforts, public health will play a key role in responding. Join us for this session, and you know, we can have details listed for you there on VFNKB, but this is 1 o'clock, January the 16th.
So I think about is what when Isaiah Ramos was on with me and he shared what the Lord showed him in this prophetic dream about Kim Jong-un. Mm. Understand, this is prophetic. This happened before all this is going on. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at it now.
So in the dream, I'm with a couple friends, two friends. it's me, my friend, and another friend, and we're walking in this neighborhood, and we're really young, and we're just walking by this garage, and we look in the garage, and I see a TV and some papers, and it looks like they're discussing, people are discussing something. So I kind of got scared, so we all went back. So then there's two people, Kim Jong-un, who I didn't know the name at the time, I just recognized his face, and his translator. The translator looked at me, and he asked me, "Do you swear on your God that you didn't see what you just saw?" And I said, "No, I can't." We're basically just looking at him, and then they're talking, the translator and Kim Jong-un is talking, and they said, "We're going to take you, and we're going to beat you, and we're going to abuse you." I'm suddenly in D.C., Washington, D.C., and I had two friends with me, and now there's only one. So I'm thinking, like, they're probably taking us out one by one. Mm-hmm. So we're going into the White House, and basically everyone's just taking us, like Secret Service, everybody's just taking us around the White House and just hooking us up with equipment. And they're basically preparing for something's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Sense of urgency, you feel very, like, on edge.
Okay.
And so I look out the window, or I'm like, look out the door, and I see a car coming up, and I immediately knew that it was Kim Jong-un. So we rush into this room, and then I look to see that there's former President Barack Obama was there. Then my other friend wasn't there anymore, so it was just me. Mm-hmm. So I looked at former President Barack Obama, and he looked at me with just fear all over his face, and he told me, help me, get out this place, help me. So I helped him out the window, and then he leaves me, and then he goes in a helicopter and he leaves.
Wow, that is so powerful. Is that God speaking prophetically? And I'm just grateful for Isaiah for being able to share that. And understand, this lines up, all this lines up, you know, everything that we're hearing. We need to pray that it doesn't happen, but we also need to pray and prepare. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A foolish man sees danger, keeps going, and suffers for it. That's Proverbs. And so I want to make sure that you do that. As a matter of fact, I think we have some things available for you on the VFN Torch for that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.